Yerushalmi Demai corresponding to Zochim Bavli Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we begin a new Perek Halekech Min Hanachtoim on page Yud Tesim Abeis in Yerushalmi. Halekech Min Hanachtoim Ketzed Maase Noito Kedei Trumas Maase V'chala Vo'ime Echad Mimeyash Yeshkan Harize B'sad Ze Maase V'sha Maase Somoch Loi V'sha Sisi Maase Osei Trumas Maase Olav V'asha Chala U'maase Sheini B'sfeina U'ibidroima U'mechulol Al Hamois. One who buys from an Amaretz baker is obligated to separate Maaseh and Challah. How should he do so? He takes from the bread an amount for Trumas Maaseh, which is 1/100th, and for Challah, which is 1/48th, and he says 1/100th of what there is here should be Maaseh on this side, and that 9/100th, which is nearest to it, should be the rest of the Maaseh Rishon. That which I tithe, which is 1/100th, should be Trumas Maaseh for all of it, and the rest of what I tithe should be Challah, and that which is on its northern or southern side should be Maaseh Sheini, which is redeemed onto the money. And the Gemara says, Afal Achala b'Challah Chayevis b'Demai, but I can't taninan Challah Samaaretz and Medumim Peturim in Ademai. The Gemara asks the question: does he tithe even from the part that will become Challah? Is Challah obligated in Demai? Didn't the Mishnah teach earlier in the first perek that the Challah of an Amaaretz and Meduma are exempted from Demai? Rav Acha, Rabun Barchia, B'Shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, De Beis Shammai Hi, V'Tani Kein, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Oime, Rav Shimon Challah, Beis Shammai Chayim Chayvin, Beis Hillel Poitrin. And the answer from Rav Acha, Rabun Barchia, quoting Rav Yosi ben Chanina, is our Mishnah follows the view of Beis Shammai, who obligates Challah in Demai, as the Brisa taught that Rav Shimon ben Yehuda cited from Rav Shimon, Challah of Demai, Beis Shammai obligates, and Beis Hillel exempt. Klum amru b'shamay el adava shehu le'achile, I should say. Ile le'halekech le'zero or le'behema kemach le'oiris shemen l'ner shemen eina potem edemai. The question is, didn't b'shamay obligate it only for something that's for consumption, but as for one who buys to plant, to feed his animals, to make flour for tanning hides, or for candle oil, don't they agree that he will be exempt? Ella b'megabel isosoi b'mei peiris. The answer is, it's when the baker kneaded the dough with fruit juice so that the dough would not contract tumah. Therefore, he can also be assumed to have tithed. Lo kein am Rav Yosi b'chanina d'Rav Lezer ben Yehuda ish bar tusa hu ha'korbanon loy. The question is, though, didn't Rav Yosi ben Rav Chanina say that the law of fruit juice was said by Rav Lezer ben Yehuda, the man of bar tusa? But the Mishnah can't be according to Rabbanon, as they say that dough made with fruit juice is not obligated in challah. Ella loy, should say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ama kan ba'ise b'tahara, v'kan ba'ise b'tuma. The answer is no, we can't understand the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan, who explained in the second perek the seeming contradiction between the early Mishnah where the baker tithes and our Mishnah where the buyer tithes, that the Mishnah there refers to a baker producing the dough in a state of tahara, and our Mishnah refers to in a state of tumah. And if so, why would our Mishnah require separating demai even for the challah, since it's tamei and inedible? Isn't the challah therefore only usable to feed his animals, which is exempt from demai? Ella, ke Rabbi Lezer, to Rabbi Lezer omar, kan v'kan v'aisa v'tahara, I should say. Rather, it's according to the explanation of Rabbi Lezer there that even our Mishnah refers to one who produces it in tahara, our Mishnah can follow Beis Shammai that if the challah is for consumption, it's obligated in demai. Lakein tani ha-neman la-taharas neman al-hamasas. Well, the question is, if it's produced in tahara, meaning by a chaveh, why should it be demai, since he's trusted for masas? Didn't a brisa teach that whoever is trusted for taharas is trusted for masas? Rabbi Yanai be Rabbi Shmuel Omar had the tema be misareich etzloi, ava barabim eno neman ad sheyikablu alav barabim v'achah barabim ankaimen. The answer is, Rabbi Yanai be Rabbi Shmuel says that that's only true when one is a guest in his house, but when he's selling to the public, which is the case over here, he's not trusted until he accepts upon himself in public. Rav Avin, Rav Shammai, b'shem Rav Acha, Shamala min de Basra, Havoyt zel hafrish tuma, of tumas masa, ka'achas, v'komad etema, taman, chutz min avoy, lekadish, l'shem tuma, v'acha, chutz min avoy, lekadish, l'shem chala. The answer is, to Rav Avin, Rav Shammai, quoting Rav Acha, is that learning from the next Mishnah, that there's no obligation of demai on chala, it says if a person wishes to separate tuma and tumas masa at the same time, and just as the Mishnah doesn't require separating masa and tumas masa on the tuma, so to here there's no obligation to separate demai on the chala.